Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
About a week ago, I made a video with Lewis Rossman, and he's a right to repair champion. And right to repair is the concept that if you have a product that you purchase with your own money, you should be allowed to repair it yourself without running afoul of some issues that the manufacturer does to protect themselves. So the best example I can give you is in the old days, videotape players, probably true of other devices as well, but they'd often have a piece of tape on them to keep the box shut. And they say, if you slice this tape, if you break this tape, you void the warranty. You void the warranty. And that's illegal. It's actually illegal. It's a violation of the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. But the law is not enforced in that respect. So when I was on Lewis's channel, we were talking about right to repair. And I said, one of the solutions here would be for the Federal Trade Commission, which is empowered by the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, to actually enforce the law. They could actually clarify the law and then enforce it. And the law has been in the books since 1975. And the problem is that manufacturers have slowly chipped away at these rights to where most people don't realize what the law even says. So after a lot of agitation for decades now on this issue of right to repair, the Federal Trade Commission issued a report recently. And I poked around. The report itself is 50-some-odd pages long. And I wanted to find a good summary of it. I found it at iFixit.com, iFixit.com. Carrie Sheehan wrote the article. FTC report finds that manufacturers' repair restrictions are unwarranted. A just-issued report by the U.S. Federal Trade Commission confirms that anti-repair actions by large companies are hurting small businesses, undermining your ownership rights, and hurting the planet. These are the problems we've been fighting for the last 15 years, but it's good to see the U.S. government confirmation of the market imbalance. The report was unanimous. It was unanimous. Nearly 2 years in the making, it follows public hearings and testimony from the FTC's Nixing the Fix workshop in 2019 and a demand from Congress in 2020 to report back. iFixit and other repair advocates told the commission then how manufacturers design products that frustrate repair and force owners to use the manufacturer's branded repair services, hurting consumers and stifling competition. Manufacturers claimed that the market was working fine and that opening up repair access would undermine the safety and security of their products. But this report rebukes those arguments. So a great example is the battery in your phone, the battery in your smartphone. Changing the battery in a typical device, you pop one out, throw another one in. Some smartphones, they make the battery impossible to be replaced or nearly impossible to be replaced without damaging something. And they do that on purpose because they want you to either buy a new phone or bring it to them so they can fix it. So one statement here is there is scant evidence to support manufacturers' justifications for repair restrictions. This long-awaited report from the FTC provides a thorough analysis of broad market failures and recommendations for government action to address those failures. Some major findings from the report. Warranties are routinely voided in violation of the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. The Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act actually says, here's what you can do to avoid a warranty, and here's what you can't do. And they just ignore it. The commission takes these allegations seriously and will continue to address illegal practices in the marketplace. iFixit CEO Kyle Wien said, this is a great step in the right direction. The bipartisan report shows that FTC knows that the market has not regulated itself and is committed to real action. We're glad to see the FTC acknowledge the scope of the problem and the real harm to consumers. We're also happy to see the FTC's pledge to undertake enforcement and regulatory solutions to repair restrictions and fully support them in doing so. And this is all long overdue. The report ends with a pledge for enforcement to address unlawful repair restrictions. The Federal Trade Commission will pursue appropriate law enforcement and regulatory options, as well as consumer education consistent with our statutory authority. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is charged with protecting consumers and promoting competition, two things we desperately need when it comes to manufacturers' repair restrictions. And also, the Federal Trade Commission is specifically empowered in the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. The law says the Federal Trade Commission is who will oversee this, who will monitor this, who will issue the rules for its enforcement, and who will take care of these issues. So different laws out there are obviously overseen by different agencies. They're watched. So, you know, for instance, things with the tax code, the IRS watches that, right? And when it comes to warranties, the Federal Trade Commission should be watching that. And apparently they have been watching it since 1975 and have done very, very little in the field of right to repair. So these restrictions routinely cheat device owners out of their warranties and repair rights, and independent repair shops are struggling to compete in a market shaped by manufacturers' unfair practices. We've been asking the FTC to step up and take action for years, and with the release of Nixing the Fix, an FTC report to Congress on repair restrictions, it seems they're finally heeding the call. The report summarizes the problems that consumers are facing from a variety of monopoly strategies. Many manufacturers restrict independent repair and repair by consumers through product designs that complicate or prevent repair, unavailability of parts and repair information, designs that make independent repairs less safe, policies or statements that steer consumers to manufacturer repair networks, application of patent rights and enforcement of trademarks, disparagement of non-OEM parts, independent repair, software locks and firmware updates, or end-user license agreements. So, for instance, the disparagement of non-OEM parts, the original equipment manufacturer parts. There was a time when if you bought a car and you were driving your car and you wanted to get an oil change, the manufacturer would say, oh, you should use our oil. If you don't use our oil, avoid your warranty. And, of course, oil is generally oil. I mean, as long as you're using decent oil. But you can use any brand oil you want, any brand oil filter you want, as long as they're appropriate, and you're good to go. And it's gotten now where most people know that. But there are other companies that just say, no. If you want to, you know, have our product, you've got to use all our parts and all our repair facilities. And if you don't, it'll void your warranty. Most people, when they hear that, go, oh, I don't want my warranty voided, so I guess I better do it. None of the above are news to regular iFixit readers, nor to anybody in the field of right to repair. But it's helpful to see the FTC identify this as these challenges are seen across industries from smartphones to automobiles. One key takeaway from the report is the FTC's finding that despite their claims to the contrary, manufacturers' repair restrictions aren't justified. The report analyzes a number of manufacturer arguments about why they need to lock down the devices and keep device owners and independent repair techs from fixing the stuff, and finds each of them sorely lacking. So the intellectual property argument, manufacturers routinely claim that providing repair information, parts, and tools will undermine their intellectual property rights and force disclosure of trade secrets. Here, the FTC said, while it is clear that manufacturers' assertion of intellectual property rights can impede repairs by individuals and independent repair shops, in many instances, intellectual property rights do not appear to present an insurmountable obstacle to repair. With regard to trade secrets specifically, information that manufacturers already share with authorized repair centers may not qualify for trade secret protection. That might seem obvious, but manufacturers have been saying it for years. Safety. We believe anyone can learn how to fix their devices safely and successfully. It's why we do what we do. And they're referring to iFixit. The FTC appears to agree. Just as we're able to fix our cars or take them to an independent mechanic, with appropriate parts, repair information, and training, consumers and independent repair shops would similarly be capable of safely repairing other products, according to the report. So, cybersecurity. If you've watched a right to repair hearing in the last couple of years, you've no doubt heard manufacturers raising privacy and security hobgoblins to frighten lawmakers out of supporting right to repair. The FTC makes short work of this argument, stating, the record contains no empirical evidence to suggest that independent repair shops are more or less likely than an authorized repair shop to compromise or misuse customer data. And by the way, the manufacturers are already proving to us that they can't handle our data properly. I mean, look at all the breaches from all these big places, and the idea that, oh, no, let us handle the stuff because we're more secure than they are. That horse has sailed. So liability and reputational harm, just like their claims about intellectual property, safety, and cybersecurity, the FTC found manufacturers' arguments about liability and reputation woefully deficient. Manufacturers provided no empirical evidence to support their concerns about reputational harm or potential liability resulting from faulty third-party repairs. The FTC's refutation of these arguments is important because these false claims have been successfully used by high-paid lobbyists to shoot down state right-to-repair bills. And that's a goofy argument. But they say, look, you've got a device. You take it to a third-party repair shop. They repair it incorrectly. We get sued. Why? They'd get sued. So, now here's the question, though. What is the FTC going to do now that they've issued this report? The report assesses a number of approaches the commission could take to address manufacturers' repair restrictions. the commission will more aggressively enforce the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act against those manufacturers who illegally void or threaten to void the warranty if the owner doesn't use manufacturer's branded repair service or replacement parts. Immediately following the release of the report, the FTC asked consumers to start reporting these bad actors for committing fraud. And that's what I told Lewis. I said, you know, the Federal Trade Commission could simply start enforcing the law. I mean, call me crazy, but on the books, it already says manufacturers cannot do this. And if they wanted to do it, there's a process where if a manufacturer has a device and they have a good reason why someone can't fix this on their own other than them, the manufacturer, then they can go to the FTC and show and explain and then get a ruling from them and say, look, you can do it with it, but they don't do that. And the fact that nobody does that means that nobody can make that argument. So the report also endorses creating new rules under Section 5 of the FTC Act that would prohibit unfair repair restrictions. The commission found that given the breadth of concern about and potential harm to consumers and markets from widespread repair restrictions and the inadequacy of isolated enforcement actions, the commission may decide it is worth the investment of its energy and attention to pursue rulemaking in the area. In other words, giving companies a warning or slap on the wrist after they create whole systems to deny people the right to repair is no longer working. And the FTC needs to outlaw these practices across the board. Finally, the commission promises to support legislative efforts towards right to repair by pledging to work with lawmakers at the state and federal level to ensure that consumers and independent repair shops have appropriate access to replacement parts, instructions, and diagnostic software. The FTC concludes that they want to make sure that consumers have choices when they need to repair products they purchase and own. So it's a huge, huge deal. But it's a big report that's been put out after a couple of years of testimony and hearings. And the Federal Trade Commission report comes right out and just says, right to repair is something that we need. And it's something that technically we've already kind of got, but we might need to modify the rules a little bit, enforce the rules a lot, and even look at the manufacturers who appear to be purposely manufacturing things that are difficult to repair to keep people from repairing them otherwise. And I know some people right now are saying, Steve, is this really that big of a deal? Well, you know, there's a whole bunch of different things going on here. One of which is if you buy something, you should have the right to do with it as you wish, right? So if I buy a widget, right, I can use the widget, I can sell the widget, I can give the widget away, or I can throw the widget and just toss it. Okay, I can do anything I want with it. And the problem is, oh, but you can't repair it. It's the one thing you can't do. You cannot repair it. You can do anything else you want with it, but you can't repair it. It's just kind of strange when you think about property rights. But there's other things going on too. So for instance, when you make a product that's so difficult to repair that either cannot be repaired or you can only repair it expensively at the manufacturer, then what happens is it becomes planned obsolescence. That is, you have this phone and it stops working well, but you could try to get it fixed or just buy another one. So what happens is you buy another one. Where does this phone go? That laptop, the desktop, the big monitor, where do these things go when they don't get fixed? And many of them wind up in landfills or other places, and it's just not good. And so if you buy a product that dies every 9 months and has to be replaced, that's great for the manufacturer. It's great for the retailer. It's not good for you, and it's not good for the planet, as they say. So this is a big, big deal for the Federal Trade Commission to issue this report. I hope more happens. I hope they step up and do what they're saying, because this is what we've been saying all along, okay? That right to repair is something we're entitled to. It's something we deserve. And technically speaking, it's something that the law already says we have, but the law either isn't clear enough or it's not being enforced enough or both. So I thank the people at iFixit.com for writing the and publishing the article. Carrie Sheehan wrote it. FTC report finds manufacturers' repair restrictions unwarranted. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If you accept yourself as you are, you may find others follow suit.